It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. Let's talk Medicaid expansion, Jack. What happened in Lansing this week?
Well, the state Senate finally got together, and the Government Operations Committee sent the Medicaid bill, the original one with some cosmetic changes, to the full Senate. But they also sent two hastily drummed up last minute substitutes that are sort of Tea Party measures that would actually, as far as I can understand it, both of them would not really add more people, would have cost the state more. And so they sent three of these over to the full Senate for consideration, which apparently isn't going to happen until the end of August. So we still don't know what's going to happen.
Well, Michigan does need to finalize its contract with state workers who are members of the UAW fairly soon. How are those negotiations going, Jack?
Well, they're just starting, but the real key ringer in this is how they'll treat the right to work legislation. Now, there's, of course, the state passed right to work last December, but there's a question of whether it applies to state employees. That's pending before the Michigan Supreme Court. And while both sides say they're not really concerned with this, they want to get a budget, they want to get a contract done in time for Governor Snyder to make 2014 budget projections. That's looming in the background, and it may well affect the length of this contract as well as some other things.
Well, there were some developments in the race for U.S. Senate this week. Tell us about those, Jack.
Well, sort of unexpectedly, longtime Republican Congressman Dave Camp from the Midland area is talking about, at least to privately talking seriously about getting into the Republican nomination race for the U.S. Senate. Now, this is for the seat that Carl Levin is vacating, retiring after 36 years. Former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land has been up to now the only Republican candidate, but she's vowing that if Mr. Camp gives in, she'll give him a spirited fight, and it could be quite a battle for the nomination. And whoever wins that contest, if indeed it becomes a contest, will have to face Gary Peters, the Democratic congressman who is the only and sort of anointed Democratic candidate for this race. So it'll be a very fun thing to watch.
And we are just days away from the primary elections, including the mayoral race in Detroit. That has the compelling Duggan versus Duggan factor. Any predictions, Jack?
Well, if it's close at all, as far as everybody thinks, Benny Napoleon, the sheriff, will run first. But if it's close and there's a lot of write-in votes, we could be weeks before we find out who's facing who in the general election. It could be sort of a Florida recount-style mess.
Well, as always, thanks so much, Jack, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.